Hi, Mitch.
Hey, Dayo. What's going on, mate?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. Hey, just a quick one. I've been getting back into doing a little bit of cooking.
Oh, yeah. I like cooking.
Like, I've gone through my whole life really not doing much of it.
Oh.
Right? So, the thing is with cooking, you just make it, with my experience, which is very minimal.
Yeah.
You got to try and make the best out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
So I made homemade pizzas
like
last
this podcast. Yeah.
So I made homemade pizzas last night, right?
Yep.
And I'm a bit of a, gluten free pizza. Bit, like,
you know. Put any pineapple on it?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
In fact, I made a point of not getting pineapple for the pizza. Regardless of that, so.
Yeah, extra no pineapple.
Yeah. So regardless of that, right? I made them out of like wraps. Like for the base. Mm.
I've done that. It's good.
Yeah. It is good until I make them, right? So I made like a chicken and capsicum and all the pizza shit and everything. Yeah. I put it on the thing, put it in the oven, waited, everything was cooked. I pulled it out of the oven and I don't know why I'm not very good. The pizza base is just floppy and the thing's like falling to bits and I'm like, oh God. So
you just like roll it up and or fold it up and eat it?
Yeah, dude, I turned it into a taco.
So you basically just made
it was the best taco I've ever had.
You just made a wrap, basically.
No, because it was a taco, because it was in a U shape.
It wasn't a taco because it wasn't made out of corn, it was made out of a wrap. So
what do you call a taco? A corn taco?
What?
What do you call a non-corn taco?
Non-corn taco?
Yeah. It was in taco shape, like it was a semicircle.
Yeah, you know the proper name. The proper name is a wheat U. So you made
so anyway made I was
a
like
a floppy wheat you
I was like, man, I fucked this pizza up, but then I didn't fuck up the taco and I ate it like a taco and it was freaking awesome.
This is the most boring taco story
I've no ever. It's the best because it was so delicious, but it was such a bad pizza, but it was such a good taco. Do you see where I'm coming from?
So it's like an overlapping Venn diagram, like bad pizza, good taco, and what you made was right in the middle.
Right
there.
In the middle is a perfect combination of both. Boxes.
Yeah, it needed pineapple. So, how are you?
Well, I'm good now, but you don't seem to be too enthusiastic about
I'm actually
story.
Thinking I might start this podcast again. All I've heard.
Well, too late. We started now. I thought it was all right.
Sad party, the pizza podcast.
No, well, it's not a pizza podcast because you fold it in half and now it's a taco.
No, it's a wheat you.
A wheat you.
Wheat you, yeah.
Gluten-free though, so no wheat.
What's it made out of? Paper?
A tofu you.
Tofu you, that's...
I don't know, what is gluten-free?
Gluten-free is just, like, certain wheats have shorter grain lengths and it doesn't affect the cilia in your gut.
Yeah, well, I do the one that doesn't affect my gut.
Why? Are you gluten intolerant?
I'm pretty fucking intolerant to gluten.
I'm intolerant to you, I'm Mitch intolerant.
No, I try not to. I don't feel like.
Did you know?
Heavy.
If you're not.
I don't feel heavy.
If you're not gluten intolerant, having gluten free things all the time can actually build up an intolerance.
Good.
It's not a good idea.
I'm already intolerant without being intolerant to it.
I don't know how anyone's tolerating this podcast. So.
Everyone's sad party intolerant.
So, welcome to Sad Party, the gluten intolerance podcast.
No, I'm not like gluten intolerant, but I do. I don't know. I see the benefits of not eating it.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I do.
Coming from the fucking queen of pasta over here across the table.
Oh, well...
Hashtag lasagna sandwiches.
Well, lasagna is just spaghetti-flavoured cake.
It is.
That's all it is. So, other than making wheat use, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
Have you ridden your bike at all? Or?
No, I was going to ride on the weekend, but I worked like 7 days this week.
Mm.
I worked Saturday, Sunday. I did like 15-hour shifts on Saturday.
Mm.
12-hour shift on Sunday. Just operating a skid steer.
You seem to work a lot.
That was it. Man, I work so much. It's
there you go.
Need to back it down again.
Good. Well, all I've been doing lately, seems like all I've been doing is going to kids' birthday parties.
And well, that's what you got them for, isn't it?
Funnily enough, on weekends, going to kids' birthday parties, I see the same dads there, the ones who have drawn the short straw like me, like the missus is working or whatever, and they've had to take the kids to the birthday party. And there's a group of about 3 or 4 of us that always seem to
just hang
out together at the same kids' birthday party. All we really do is just stand around, eat heaps of food, and talk about how much fun we used to have before having kids. Don't get me wrong, kids are fun, but things change so much once you have kids.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, on that, Max, my oldest
one. It's hard enough having a dog. Like, I've got to be home and feed the dog.
Well, you heard them, like, when you were here for the last podcast, and they, they're on it. Like, they're entertaining, but they're just a bit special.
They're a comedy team.
Well, Max, my oldest one, he's very insightful, but sometimes it doesn't make sense. Like, he said to me the other day, he said something about, we're talking about dogs, and he said, I said there was a, we're just driving along, and there was someone in a car, and I said there was a dog driving the car, and he goes, dogs can't drive cars. I'm like, yeah, I know. And he goes, dogs can't drive cars because they don't have wallets to put their license in.
Oh, like, no. Oh,
that's a different way of thinking about it. And I'm like, I can see where he's going with it. I said, hey, what about the fact that they're dogs? And he goes, no, it's just because they haven't got anywhere to put their license. I'm like, oh, that's a little bit different. But, seriously, other than kids' birthday parties.
Dogs are colourblind. They're not going to do any well at traffic lights. You know what I mean?
I do know
what you mean. It'll be pandemonium.
I like it. Well, enough talking about dogs and birthday parties and that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, is this Sad Party Podcast? We did the quiz.
We're here to do the quiz.
There is one thing about our podcast that we often do, and that is the quiz.
Yeah.
Adam and Harold's son.
And this one's a really romantic one, Mitchell.
Love quiz.
No.
Valentine's Day quiz.
Yes. February 14th, 2019. Isn't that good?
For those of you playing at home yesterday or last time, we're going to lie to the customer.
Yeah. Earlier.
We record a few at a time.
Yeah.
Earlier we did Feb 12.
Yep.
Now we're doing Feb 14.
Yeah. So we've skipped a day.
With February the 13th somewhere in the winds.
I think most people understand that February 14th occurs between those 2 days. So.
What?
This is hard.
It's so hard to do a podcast with you.
Hey, number one.
I bring gold and I get nothing. Silver. Bring silver. Maybe a bit of bronze.
You bring the McDonald's Encouragement Award to the podcast. That's what you bring. You bring the cheeseburger. You bring the free cheeseburger and small chips to the
You know what you are? You're the kid that doesn't want to go down the slide at McDonald's in the play center.
Get stuck.
I'm not making a joke. No.
You're picking on me. Shut up and answer the quiz.
Read the damn question.
Number one. Which TV series starred Colin... TV series.
You said Steeries.
People, skip back 15 seconds and just see if I said Steeries. I'm sure I said series, but I think Mitch was babbling over it and he thought I said Steeries.
Go on, read the question.
Number one. Which TV series starred Colin Baker as the lead character from 1984 to 1986?
Jag.
Nah, I actually know this one. It was Doctor Who.
Was it?
I've never watched Doctor Who.
84 to 86?
Yeah. I know that Colin Baker was on it. There's been like six different Doctors or something like that.
And they're all called Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Interesting family, isn't it?
Yeah. Doctor Witch. Which one?
Witch Who?
Yeah.
Witch.
Horton hears a Doctor Who.
Doctor Who are... Who are you?
Pete Townsend from the Doctor Who.
Yeah, that's right.
Number two. What was the last race in the 2018 Formula One season?
Brazil?
I have no idea.
It's Brazil.
Isn't Singapore last?
No.
I don't know. Number two. Abu Dhabi.
Fudgicles! Brazil's really late in the season, though.
Yeah. Number three. Did I hit record? Yeah, I did hit record. Bonus.
Are you sure it's a bonus?
We're probably better off not hitting
record. It's probably not a bonus.
Shut up. Baffin Island... is the largest island of which country?
You tell me to shut up and then you ask me a question.
Shut up and answer. Shut up and answer.
Baffin Island.
Baffin.
Do you know this?
No, I have no idea.
Fiji?
Isn't Fiji just one island?
Yeah, it's also
the largest island of which country? Baffin Island.
On New Guinea? Indonesia? Is it Indonesia?
It sounds like it's off a... English-speaking country being called Baffin Island. I'm going to say New Zealand. Does New Zealand have many islands around it?
It's got a few.
Sure, it has a couple.
Three?
Yeah. Odd. So, what are you saying?
Just call it the North and South Island, though. I don't know if they give the islands names.
Yeah, but I think there's other islands around it. I'm going to say New Zealand anyway. What are you saying?
I will just say Indonesia.
All right. Let's see. Canada. There you go.
Oh.
I was right. It's an English-speaking joint, but I was wrong because I said New Zealand.
Yeah, you definitely
have. New Zealand's just Canada far south, so it's the same anyway.
Deep, deep, deep south.
Yeah.
Canada.
Number four. Who both immediately preceded and succeeded Edward Heath as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom? So who was Prime Minister both before and after Edward Heath?
Tony Blair?
I'm going to say Tony Blair. He's the only one I know of.
There was a chick as well.
No, that was Australia.
No. A chick.
Julia Gillard.
In New Zealand, England.
Julia Gillard wasn't in England.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
No. You know what I watched the other night?
Julia Gillard?
No.
She's not on TV. Julia Gillard was the Prime Minister.
No, shut up. This isn't about Julia Gillard anymore.
I didn't say it was. You're the one who keeps bringing up Julia Gillard being...
What is this, an Albert and Costello routine?
Albert and Costello.
Is that what I said?
You said that. It's Abbott and Costello.
Abbott.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway.
What did I say? Ablett.
You said Julia Gillard.
Shut up.
And Ablett and Costello.
Tablet and Costello.
Oh, did you look at the Gary Tablet picture?
Mm.
It may be. It amused
that
me.
That was a good picture.
It amused me.
A very good picture.
So,
anyway, I watched this show.
Yeah.
Are we mid-question?
It doesn't matter.
We're going to double question. I'll tell you the story.
Yeah.
I watched this thing about the... have you ever heard of the Miami Show Band?
The what?
Miami Show Band.
No.
In Ireland. You know how they had that civil war between the north and south of Ireland?
No, I don't really know about that.
It's pretty crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
When the north... It was like in the 70s.
Yeah.
Or the 60s. Or the 70s. Or the 60s. Might have been the 60s. All the 70s.
So that, it was at a time.
In that dodecade between the 60s yeah. and the 80s. There's this this band called the Miami Show Band, and they were from Dublin, which is South Island.
A band, like a musical band?
Yeah, yeah, they did like covers and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And did like all that, like swing dancing and all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they did a show in the North Island, right? And because there was like Civil War, people were like doing like throwing bombs and everything around. Like it was insane.
North Island of where?
No, North of Ireland.
Oh, Northern Ireland. Okay, Northern Ireland. Sorry, I mean, thought you were talking about...
Because they wanted to stay with the Queen and then they wanted the bottom wanted to be a republic or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It sounds very America, doesn't it?
It does. These military dudes, so they're driving back towards the South Island, they get stopped at a checkpoint. These military dudes from the North Island come out and start gunning them down.
Oh.
And blew their car up and everything. And two of them got away and there was like this big investigation.
Jesus.
And that's my story about Ireland.
There you go. Still doesn't answer the question about who both immediately preceded and succeeded Edward Heath as Prime Minister.
Anyway, no, then that chick
was
on that, but I don't know if that was right.
What was her name?
I don't remember.
So after all that, you didn't even remember her name.
No.
You're seriously the worst. I couldn't hate you more. I'm saying Tony Blair as well. Harold Wilson. Never heard of him. There you go.
Never heard of him.
Number five. In relation to radio, what does the H in VHF stand for?
Hertz?
High.
Is it high?
Yeah. VHF, very high frequency.
Is that really what it means?
Yes, UHF is ultra high frequency.
Really?
I'm 100% serious, yeah.
It's not very scientific, is it?
Do you know what HF is?
High frequency?
Yeah, very good. It sounds weird, very high frequency. That sounds really odd. But
sounds
that's
really
what
wrong. Like, wouldn't it be anything else? Maybe not. Okay, that's good.
Yep. So, yeah, it's high.
I'm with the show.
Yeah, I'm just checking. It is high. Yep. Cool. Because I got high. Because I got high. Have you listened to Afro Man much? I actually quite like
it. Not since I was, like, 14.
Yeah, I actually quite like Afro Man.
You would.
Afro Man like tall cans. That's a good song.
You're, really are stuck in your era, aren't you?
I haven't listened to any new music made in the last, like, 10 years. I seriously haven't. Like,
man, I've been loving new music, bro.
You know,
like, love, like, new hardcore stuff. Like, not... I don't listen to, like, radio stuff. I listen to, like, hardcore stuff.
I haven't even begun to listen to anything new. I just haven't really been interested. I haven't changed the way I dress since I'm 17. Like,
no, it's the same...
It's like, jeans and a t-shirt and a hat and the exact same... way of dressing for like 20 years, but I don't really have any need to change.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
There's no need, is it?
I just don't really care.
They got it right in 1994, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly.
No need to switch it up.
Hey, if it's good enough for Fred Durst, it's good enough for me.
That's right.
Number six. Which Victorian scored his first double century in first-class cricket in a 2018 match against Western Australia? Come on, cricket man. You should know about that. On the cricket note, how's Poochie?
Dude.
What?
Poochie changed, man.
Why?
He did that, like, shave for a cure.
Oh, really?
So he lost his
ears. Had to shave his sunglasses off.
No, he kept his sunglasses. He shaved his ears off.
What?
Yeah, like long hair that dropped down the side, like Poochie's ears.
I thought you meant...
and he's like... Ears off. So the hat was backwards and the hair was hanging out the sides like big ears, like Poochie ears, and then the sunnies.
Yeah.
But he shaved his head. It looks a lot better.
So,
but no, we still call him Poochie because the name lives on regardless of
half
the ears.
Poochie.
He's half Poochie, yeah.
This one... I think this one should be called The Decline of Half Poochie.
The Decline...
Oh,
it was a shock though, man. It was a shock. And it was hard on the team, and you know.
Oh.
In fact, maybe that was the straw that broke the camel's back on us getting through to the grand final.
Oh, so you didn't end up winning?
Nah, we didn't. We went down in, I'd like to say a blaze of glory, but not even that. We just went down in a dismal abyss.
Cares.
Next question.
Sorry. I was actually asking a question, which you'll probably know, which was the one.
Oh, cricket one.
Yeah, which Victorian scored his first double century in first-class cricket in a 2018 match against Western Australia?
Was it Harris?
Harris. Has he got one name? Is like Seal?
No, I think it's Marcus Harris, I think.
Oh, okay. Let me have a look. Will Pukowski.
Oh, yeah, that kid.
Oh, Billy. Number seven. Which country shares a border with both Ecuador and Venezuela?
South Dogs. Both of them are South Dogs.
They are...
South America
or North Dogs, depending where you're coming from.
North South America.
Yeah.
Argentina?
I'm going to say Colombia.
That sounds about right.
Nah, I don't think it's right. Yeah, I'm going Colombia.
Where is it? Ecuador and what?
And Venezuela.
Yeah, Argentina maybe.
Yeah, I'm going Colombia. We'll see what it is. Number seven. Colombia. Awesome.
God damn it.
That means we've actually finally got a point, which is handy. Number eight. English painter George Stubbs was best known for his paintings of what? And I wish it was Toes.
Or Dylan.
It would just be good. I'd love it if George Stubbs just did paintings of swollen toes.
Or like fingertips that he's missing. It's sort of like visualising, isn't it? Visualise it and it'll happen. He's got little stub fingers and he...
Just paintings of raffle ticket books that have had all the tickets taken out.
Those ticket stubs. What's his name? Dylan Stubbs?
Dylan Stubbs is one of our friends. George Stubbs is the person who was the painter.
It was his dad. Alright, he painted... Ladies?
I'm going toes, so you're saying ladies? Oh, ladies' toes!
Ladies' toes, yeah.
Alright, so we'll both just answer ladies' toes. Let's have a look. He was famous for painting horses.
Oh, really?
I don't know if he was famous for doing paintings on horses or just going out and just making just horses different colours.
He actually invented zebras, that guy.
Yeah, his favourite band was the White Stripes, so go out and paint horses in the shade of his favourite band, hence the invention of the zebra.
Yeah, and then he started Melbourne Zoo. Come look at the zebras.
Alright, so horses, unfortunately it wasn't ladies' toes, it was horses. Number nine, true or false? In the human body, the olfactory bulb is located in the heart.
The what bulb?
Olfactory bulb.
Spell it?
OLFACTORY.
Olfactory bulb. False.
Yes, it's false.
It's in your brain.
Nope. I'm pretty sure the olfactory bulb is actually like a... It's like a meshed bone plate that's in your nose that has a lot of little hairs going through it that helps for your sense of smell.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what the olfactory bulb is.
Huh. The old factory bulb,
yeah.
Eh?
Number nine. Yeah, we're right that it was false, but I'm pretty sure that it's... I actually thought it was called the olfactory plate, but olfactory bulb might be right. I'm going to pause it and look it up. Hold on a tick.
You don't have to do that. You can just pause it and no one will hear you.
No, I like to tell the people that I'm pausing it. Here I am, pressing the pause
button. Don't be honest. Don't be honest with the customers.
Pressing the pause button now.
So when are you going to press pause?
What?
When were you going to pause it?
I've already paused it, Mitch. In the magic that is...
Is this the Matrix?
This is the Matrix.
You haven't paused it. What do you mean?
So we looked it up and I was right. It was false... we were both right. It was false, and it was in the nose. And Mitch is right as well. It's between the nose and the brain, so we both actually knew where that was from. We're getting smarter doing this quiz, yeah. I reckon. It's
awesome. If you bust it out, you get smell-o-vision when you watch TV.
Yeah, exactly. Number 10. In the world of Harry Potter, a person lacking magical ability is called a what? An atheist?
Close. Close. You're a muddo? What is it?
Muggle.
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 You're a muggle.
Muggle.
Dirty muggle. Dirty muggle. Can't do your Wingardium Leviosa.
I went to a kid's Harry Potter birthday party on the weekend.
But you weren't invited.
Yeah, no, I was just there. I just crept in. I'm sure it's muggle. Yeah, muggle. Muggle.
Yeah, muggle.
We both got that. Number 11. Elon Musk was born in and grew up in which country?
United States.
Nope.
Oh, no, he's got a funny accent.
Yeah. What sort of accent is that, Mitchell?
England. What is he? He's got his own accent.
No, he doesn't. He's got the same accent as probably about 30 or 40 million other people.
He's not from England?
No.
South Africa?
Yep.
Really? He's South African. No, he's not.
He's South African.
No, because South Africans are from District 9 and they won't shoot the prawn.
He's...
Elon Musk is shooting the
prawn. You're right with South Africa. South Africa. So, you got that one. Even though you probably disagree.
Have you seen his company Boring?
Yeah.
With the flamethrower?
The Boring Company.
Do you want to see do you want to see the photo meme I made? That's probably already been made before, but I made it.
All right.
I'm really proud of my meme.
What's good is on an audio podcast, photos of a meme.
Discussing the meme that I created, and I'm going
to
try...
You'll have to put that picture up as the social media sharing image for this one.
Can you make it known that that I invented the meme on PicStitch?
Let me have a look. Oh, that's actually fantastic.
And Brad will like that too.
That is absolutely perfect. I'm not going to tell anyone what it is. You're going to have to look. When Mitch shares all this on social media, you're going to have a look at the picture, because what Mitch made is perfect. So, on that bombshell.
But, because they would have already seen it by the time they click on the episode, right? Wrong.
Not everyone. Because most people get that audio.
It's so good. I'm looking at it now. Perfect. It's such a great photo. All right, we'll put it in the link and stuff.
Fantastic. Number 12.
I'm so happy with that.
And yes, it was South Africa. Perfect.
Even though... I had three guesses at it. I'll take the point.
Yeah. Number 12. Tim Winton wrote a Miles Franklin... We've had the Miles Franklin Award. Because I said the Miles Franklin. The Miles Franklin Award-winning novel titled Dirt What? Dirt something. Dirt cheap?
Dirt.
Dirt bag?
Baby.
Dirt bike? Dirt stench?
Dirt.
I think Mitch had a stroke. I don't know what it's called. I'm going Dirt Cheap. Dirt Cheap sounds like a book name.
Oh yeah, Dirt Deeds.
Dirt Deeds. Done dirty cheap. Dirt Music. Well, there we go. Never heard of that. We actually didn't do too bad. No, we did horrible on that
one. We did really bad now.
We did good towards the end. Mitch, you got 3.
Dirt Music?
Yeah, apparently it's called Dirt Music.
I'm going to slap some sand and clay together.
I got 5. So, we got 3 and 5 on that one. So that's quite interesting.
That's 8.
Yeah.
If you add that together.
Yeah. Combined, we still didn't even get a perfect score on the quiz. Isn't that
And we never probably will.
I reckon one day we will.
I don't know.
I don't think we'll ever get one individually, but I reckon colloquially we'll get 12 all up.
I don't think that's possible. We need 3 or 4 people. Think about it. Some of those questions are...
Maybe we need to start calling people. We might do the whole phone a friend
deal.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, that was fun. Have you got anything good to say?
Well, your CR250 looks good.
It's coming along nice, isn't it?
Yeah. What are you... Like, can I write it?
Yeah. Well, it's not mine, but...
Whose is it?
That's a mate of mine's.
What have you got?
So I'm putting wheels and parts onto it because he doesn't know how to do that sort of stuff.
Does it mean that we can write it?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
It's 250, yeah?
Yeah, 250.
Yeah, I'd like to ride that thing.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. It's an angry, angry bike.
It doesn't look like it'd be as nice as my bike to ride, but no, it looks like it'd be fun.
Well, it's a 1982 model. It's actually the same age as me. So,
yeah.
Which is really old.
It does look cool, though.
Yeah, it does look cool. Well, anyway, people can't see it, so this is kind of boring.
For yeah, you're right. You don't want to hear about me talking about
bike. Have you got anything good to say? You got
This, yeah, just go on psdunderwear.com.au, get yourself some fresh drawers, some fresh underwear, use the code Mitch2020 at checkout, save yourself some money, 25% off, it's pretty good. Other than that, you know what, just tell people about this podcast, you know? Do you reckon people tell people about this podcast? They probably say, there's a podcast called Sad Party. But the guy's having a stroke most of the time. If that comes up on your suggested, don't give it a
go. It's pretty good. We've actually been getting featured on, like, suggested on iTunes and Podbean and things like that.
Which is it people have tried to steal music off iTunes, do you reckon? Like, it's a bit of a punishment suggestion?
Possibly. You know what we need? We need to try and get hold of Apple somehow. And you remember how it made everyone really angry when U2 had their album just pushed onto everyone's phone. Oh,
imagine if we pushed Sad Party Podcast on everyone's phone.
Just torment everyone with this. Because it's funny, the other day I heard a song on the radio and I was like, oh, that actually sounds pretty good. And it was one of U2's songs that was put on the phone.
I was still like,
I hate it because they just pushed it into my phone.
I can't believe they did that.
What I find funny is the outrage of everyone when... one of the biggest bands in the world that makes tens of millions of dollars
out
of
every album. Here's free music for you.
Hey, everyone, here's an album free, but because it was pushed into their phone, everyone's like, not in my phone.
I don't want anything free. How am I supposed to complain about this?
Oh, exactly. But so that's what we need to do. So look, if there's someone at Apple who knows how to push podcasts into people's phones for them, can you please do it for us?
Yeah.
And
I suggest Sad Party people you hate. You don't like them.
Exactly, yeah. But it's funny when, like, I find how I've been hearing that I know quite a few people listen to this, it seems to be at the kids' birthday parties that I'm going to, that parents are saying, hey, I listen to this.
It's like a closet thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But what they're saying, the one thing that they all have in common, they go, oh, we listen to it, but I can't listen to it in the car with the kids. But I think it's probably just not too offensive, just too embarrassing, probably.
So. Yeah, it is. I mean, you don't ever want your kids to look at you like, oh, this guy listens to Sad Party, and he's exactly, my dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think...
it's probably really bad for your kids, because you actually create this.
Yeah, I know. One episode that I reckon everyone will not want their kids to hear is the episode when I finally get to cook and eat your dog.
Don't eat my dog.